Sweet dreams. Well, everyone dreams. We dream when we're asleep. We also dream about what our life could be, but not everyone gets to say, my dream came true. Record producer Hannah Byrne has this profile of one young woman and her one big dream.
Picture yourself as a seven-year-old. Do you remember when grown-ups asked, what do you want to be? And at seven, it was easy to dream big. Astronaut, president, or my own personal dream, Olympic gymnast. For Lita Biasucci, the answer was always.
I started ballet, I guess, as a five-year-old.
Ballerina. Lita decided she was going to be a professional dancer when she saw ballet at age 11.
I loved the music. I was jealous that they had these steps that they knew and that were so choreographed and in unison, and it was what I wanted to do.
The difference between Lita and me? Lita is still working on that dream every single day. Right now, she's at Pacific Northwest Ballet.
We work every day for 6 hours a day working on our technique, working on our, you know, what line looks good on us, working on staying together in a core.
I met Lita on one of the first sunny days of 2014. I followed her to a company class taught by PNB's artistic director, Peter Bull.
Tailbone down, shoulders down, open chest.
The room is full of around 40 ballerinas, girls and guys. Despite the flurry, it's easy to pick out Lita. For one, she's about 5 inches shorter than nearly everyone else. And instead of the typical sleek ballet bun tied with a ribbon, Lita has wildly curly hair. It's pulled back, but ringlets still fall down. The other reason Lita sticks out? Concentration is etched all over her forehead. That intensity stays with her into the next rehearsal with PNB's Paul Gibson.
And you're spotting the corner, right, Lita? You're keeping your spot there, right? Or are you changing front on your pirouette?
That's Lita working on her turns for a scene in Giselle.
Go three times. Go one, two, three, breath, reach. That's right.
You can tell that Lita uses every single minute of the rehearsal. She's one of those people you want to root for. She's so earnest. But it's not me. It's not you or even the audience that needs convincing.
I haven't been a speed dater, but I imagine with speed dating, you know, you click or you don't.
Remember this guy? Peter Bull, artistic director of Pacific Northwest Ballet. Also known as the guy who makes all the decisions about who makes it into the company and who advances. And Peter is not an easy guy to please.
I look for very strange things in dancers. A lot of times people are saying, you're going to take this one, right? And I don't want that one. There's something that doesn't engage me as a viewer.
The first time Lita danced for Peter, she dropped into one of PNB's regular company classes. That might sound casual, but in the ballet biz, dropping into a company class is code for an audition.
I remember thinking it was very challenging. And I was, of course, very nervous.
I didn't need somebody Lita's height. Or even Lita's ability at that time. She wasn't what I was looking to hire.
Peter watched Lita during that first class. Just as you'd expect, he kept his thoughts to himself, left her with just a formal, thanks for coming in.
I remember looking at her in company class thinking, that's not quite right. That's not quite what I was looking for.
It's so fast. The combinations were very quick and required the speed that I wasn't used to using in my dancing.
She's too short. She's such a standout. She's so different. She had trouble with that.
It was kind of like a house Peter saw when he first moved to Seattle. It wasn't right. He couldn't afford it. But he just couldn't stop thinking about it. So he asked Lita to come back.
The second time, I sort of willed myself to have this confidence. I was like, okay, I'm here. I'm doing it. I was maybe more prepared. I knew what I was in store for. And afterwards, Peter was more positive.
By now, you can guess what happens next.
Of course, I was thrilled. I couldn't believe it. It was a dream come true.
Lita had made it, standing short and proud in the ranks of the Pacific Northwest Ballet. But of course, as you might expect with someone like Lita, making it doesn't mean she's going to slow down anytime soon.
There's always another rank. You always want to be promoted. There's always another role. You always feel that your casting could be better than what it is. You're always striving for an unattainable perfection.
An unattainable perfection. Because that's the odd thing about dreams. Once one of them comes true, another one comes along to take its place. And just like one of Lita's performances, the feeling of making it, it's gone in a second.
There's only one chance to do the performance. There's no going back to redo the step. And I close my eyes. But before I go onto stage, I think you kind of have to let it go. And you kind of have to be present and dance and enjoy it. Because if you don't, then it's not worth doing.
And it's perhaps for that exact reason that despite the unattainable perfection, despite the fact that her dream, and most dreams are never over, Lita can still walk into work and feel like this.
I'm living the dream, and I sometimes have to remind myself of that. There is no there. This is it. And it's great.
For KUOW, I'm Hannah Byrne.
You can see Lita Biasucci this weekend in Pacific Northwest Ballet's production of Giselle. It's The Record on KUOW.